The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. As I was last hour, I still am this hour. John Stadtmiller. It's Thursday, 26th of July, 2012. And I hope you enjoyed that little interview with Mr. Jones. I am going to have him back. As a matter of fact, I said during the break, I said, we need to give this guy a show. At any rate, I've got Dave DeRemer with me. Dave, how are you?
Nice and warm.
Nice and... Well, it's summertime here in Texas, and we know what warm is all about. EscapeHarassment.com, you might have heard the commercials. This is a way for people to... Well, how do you escape the IRS? How do you get away from the tickets? How do you get away from the clutch?
Well, the IRS is just a corporation. It's a private corporation at that. And they admit that they... Their collection activities, their income tax is collected by a maxim known as voluntary compliance.
Uh-huh.
And we teach how to unvolunteer, how to discontinue volunteering.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember years ago they might have taken this out of the manuals for the IRS, you know, little tax forms you get. They used to thank you for taking part in the, how did they put it, the world's best voluntary tax program. And they would put it right on the inside cover of their tax forms.
Well, it has to be voluntary, otherwise it would be involuntary servitude, which is unconstitutional, so they cannot come out and, you know, say something that's not true.
Well, and you know, it's fascinating, Dave, that even my guest, Eugene Michael Jones, last hour, I was talking about the Federal Reserve, and I said, the same people that wrote that law wrote the IRS laws, and he goes... Yeah, he says, yeah. So the bankers were sure to get repaid. Tell you what,
well, you know,
hold on. We got a break. I've got this first break to get out of the way here. Dave DeRemer, escapeharassment.com is the website. I know you've heard about it.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, the land of the free, home of the brave, and yeah. Well, they're brainwashed, indoctrinated, educated by omission into democracy. Don't you know we have a legislative democracy now? How did all this happen? And better still, when you have the government thugs with the badges and the supposed authority and the guns, what do you do?
What are you asking me?
Yes, I am. What do you do with the government thugs?
Well, the government is just another corporation, and each and every one of these corporations have what's called an annual comprehensive, annual financial report, CAFR. Comprehensive annual financial report. Each one of them are listed on Dun & Bradstreet as separate corporation. State of, county of, city of, the different courts. Every court is a separate corporation. They're all listed on Dun & Bradstreet. And it came about by the Communist BAR, British Accreditation Registry, the Communist BAR lawyer judge cabal that controls every corporation. No corporation does anything without the instructions and advice of its lawyers, and all lawyers are members of the International BAR organization through their membership in the state bar, which is a corporate municipal subdivision of the American Lawyer Bar out of Chicago, Illinois, which is a corporate municipal subdivision of the International Lawyer Bar out of London, England. So they're all members of the same private closed shop union, and they're all communists, and they all do what they're told, and they're ruling the world, not just this country, through corporations. It's all been done very gradually, so we wouldn't notice. Like the frog that gets put into the cold water and then gradually heat the water, the frog never realizes that it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Finally, the American people are starting to wake up. Anyway, that's what we teach, is how to avoid being tricked into the appearance trap and the acceptance trap. And both those definitions are right out of Corpus Juris Second Edition, which is called Corpus Juris Secundum, is a law encyclopedia. And they're posted at our website, escapeharassment.com, at the FAQ page, the Frequently Asked Questions page. Just read some of those definitions. Like the definition of a contract is an offer, acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law, by the acceptance, and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer by law. And we teach, do not accept, then there is no contract, it does not arise, and then they cannot apply their contract penalty clause code title and contract penalty clause code section numbers. They need to have a contract in order for the code title and section numbers to attach. If there is no contract, there can be nothing to argue about in court. And the courts can only adjudicate controversies, titled cases, and controversies, titled controversies. And the definition of a controversy is a disagreement or a dispute over a written contract. There has to be a written contract over which there's a dispute in order for there to be a controversy. And the courts can only adjudicate cases, controversies, titled cases, and controversies, title controversies. If there is no contract, there cannot be a controversy under either title.
So how does this corporate structure deal with an individual, a free man, a sovereign?
By presumption.
Okay.
Right in the case titled the International Shoe Corporation versus State of Washington, the United States Supreme Court ruled and decided and admitted that the way the courts get their jurisdiction is by presumption. So there goes your due process out the window, because you're allegedly entitled to a neutral court, an unbiased court, and an unprejudiced court. But the Supreme Court admitted they get their jurisdiction by presumption. And the presumption is that you, me, Howard Griswold, everybody is enjoying purposeful, that means intent, or in criminal cases it's called motive. Motive means an opportunity. They call it motive in criminal. And in Internal Revenue, they don't call it that. They call it willful. Willful failure to this, willful to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they presume everybody's enjoying purposeful availment of some benefit, privilege, license, title of nobility, like voter of, taxpayer of, citizen of, resident agent of, member of.
Mm-hmm.
They presume all this stuff. Or a title of nobility like that, or a opportunity offered from government, they presume. So until you refute or deny these various what they call benefits and privileges, you never intended, because they failed to give us enough information or knowledge to have been able to form an intent to consent or accept. Therefore, these offers are bogus and should, in fact, be not accepted. And that's what we teach, is how to not fall for the appearance trap or the acceptance trap. And then there is no contract, and they cannot drag you into their private club meetings, which pass for courts today.
David, it should be, this should be a no-brainer. If you don't want a contract with the government and you don't want their benefit, you should be able to tell your employer, hey, you know that FICA stuff on my check?
That's the reason they lose, because of what you just said. Employer, the definition, the legal definition of an employer is a government agency. An employee is someone who works for an employer.
The government agency.
And they presume, and if we don't know the meanings, that's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
If we're so stupid, we don't understand the true actual legal meanings and definitions of the words. That's our own dumbness for having believed their lies in the corporate fool system.
See, what I was going to say, Dave, and you jumped in there, and rightfully so, because you made a great point there, but we should have the option. Okay, wait a minute. I don't want the FICA taken out of my check, because I don't want the Social Security. It's not going to be there. I don't want...
It's very simple to do, John. Just point out that there's been a mistake made. The mistake is one of the fundamental underlying principles of law, and it's itemized in your federal and at the state commercial code section 1-103. Both the state 1-103 and the federal 1-103 is the fundamental underlying principles. That means fundamental underlying principles of common law. They leave out the point that it's based on the common law, but that's how you resurrect your net rights. And since you point out there's a mistake, which is one of those fundamental underlying principles, now they cannot proceed. Because if there's a mistake, that means the record is wrong, and they cannot proceed on a falsified record. So once you raise that there's been a mistake made by their presumptions were a mistake, and therefore the whole game has to come to a stop. They cannot proceed. Nobody passes go. Nobody gets $200. Once you raise that there's been a mistake, and you never intended to enjoy any benefit, privilege, license, or title of nobility or opportunity offered from government, and demand that they prove that you intended to do it. And there's no way they can get inside your skull and tell your brain what you wanted more than you do.
Yeah, and here's my point I was going to make here. Look, I don't want the benefit. I don't want the Social Security. I don't want your Medicare. I don't want your Medicaid benefits. I don't want your Obamacare. I don't want to be taxed for this because, you know what? I don't want it.
I should tell them that because they proceed on presumption, and until you overcome, it's called rebuttable presumption, until you refute that presumption by putting in a denial and disclaimer, that presumption stands until it's refuted by a sworn under penalty of perjury notarized signature, affidavit, or declaration. Live people do declarations. Subjects do affidavits, but actual live flesh and blood people do declarations. When you come from Canada back into the United States, or if you leave this country and go to Mexico, you have to declare at the border. You don't make an affidavit. You declare what you're bringing or taking. Live people do declarations, not affidavits.
All right. And let me get the – you're scrambling me here because I can't get a thought out. I know you've got a lot of information. We have limited time here. Look, a corporation can only deal with another corporation. Can't deal with a live blood human being, you know, free human being. You can't walk into a court and go, well, Your Honor, I've got this little piece of paper here. It's called the Constitution and – well, wait a minute. What do you mean I can't bring the Constitution into this court? You know, I cannot stand as a person with certain inalienable rights that have been written down. Is anybody reading the rule book here? Oh, but no, I'm in your court of equity. I'm a contract. There's controversy. Wait a minute. I don't want to be a part of any of that. And you teach people, Dave, not to accept. When you say not to accept, how do you stop them in their tracks?
With Howard Greswold's security agreement indemnity bond financing statement document that's available at the sister site, the mail order site, peoples-rights.com. At the mail order page, people can order the 48-page data package regarding the security agreement indemnity bond financing statement, and you claim back from the presumption, claim back all your private property, and you record Howard's document that he creates for you based on the answers you provide in the questionnaire, and then you have a priority perfected claim of interest, and your priority perfected claim status and standing in law it trumps their presumption. That's how you claim back everything that's been inadvertently abandoned by you by registration without your understanding and knowledge or intent.
Now, I want people to understand here. Man, my microphone just goofed up again. You okay over there? Okay, great. I want you to go to escapeharassment.com and just take a look at the frequently asked questions page. It's the last button out of five there. Click that on, folks. Read what we are talking about. I know in talk radio you have a tendency to run through things, and if you don't have live people with calls asking specific questions, you may not get it. Well, get it. It's there for you. Do you understand what we're telling you? Escapeharassment.com. Just go up and take a look at the frequently asked questions. And that will tell you just about what we've been talking about in the last 10 minutes. But not all of it. Learn not how to accept traffic tickets, IRS, any of that stuff. We'll be right back with Dave DeRiemer right after this.
these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Acceptance, appearance, contract, controversy, due process. Are you a lawyer out there, folks? No, you're not. You have not gotten into the word twisters or tornays, I should say, French word, word twisters. You're not in that realm. So do you have to get a law degree to understand what they're doing to you and why? To protect yourself? Dave DeReamer says you don't. I say you don't. I don't have time to go to law school and get my bar accreditation receipt or certificate. I don't need that. Dave, a lot of people don't understand how easy this is to back the wolves off of your door.
Yeah, that's the reason that we created the escape harassment website, because they don't read the research that we send anyway from the research mail order site, and they don't care who, what, when, where, why, or how. They just want to know what to do about it quick. Mm-hmm. They want the quick fix. Mm-hmm. That's why we created the escapeharassment.com website. And then they just get the answers only without the background research. The main problem in this country is there is no money. Everybody's got IOU, private IOU notes, worthless, irredeemable, non-interest-bearing private IOU notes from a bunch of guys who happen to be Ben Bernanke right now, but The point is, it's all contempt of court. Congress committed contempt of Constitution when they passed the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, and this has already been decided in the United States Supreme Court cases. U.S. Representative Mike Sinar, S-Y-N-A-R, the first case was titled Sinar versus Sinar. The second case was titled Sinar versus Bowsher, B-O-W-S-H-E-R, who was at that time the head of the GAO, the Government Accounting Office. And the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, came down with the determination that Congress, being a legislative branch body, does not have authority to delegate to an executive branch body, the Federal Reserve Corporation, a constitutionally mandated responsibility. So anybody could put in a case similar to Sinar versus Bowsher and have them declare that the Federal Reserve Act, passage of that, was violating the Constitution. Every time one of the states gets their attorney general to do it, the guy either does not get reelected or wakes up dead one morning, or for some reason it never gets completed. Strange how that is. But the point is, it's been established by these two cases, Sinar versus Sinar and Sinar versus Bowsher, that Congress did not have authority. It was unconstitutional for them to have passed the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, because Congress, being a legislative body, does not have authority to delegate away to a executive branch body a constitutionally mandated responsibility or obligation. Somebody just has to bring a similar suit and change the names of the players and get a, what's it called, a writ of certiorari?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that'll solve the problem.
You know, I noticed on your homepage of your website, you have justbelli.com, and the administrative, the informal rulemaking. I'll tell you what, I got to tell you here, folks, what we're talking about here. This is true and honest. This is real law. What they've given us is this mishmash of commerce and rules, and well, in order to have an administrative and informal rulemaking process, these regulations they keep throwing at us, they're not lawful, they're not enforceable, and the properly enabled and passed and published, they don't have the full force of law and effect. Ralph Winterrod has demonstrated that, researched it, and has proved it, Dave.
Yeah, he spoke to the head attorney for the Federal Register, Amy Bonk, and she pointed out to Ralph that these agencies all have interpretive regulations which only apply to employees of that particular agency. None of these agencies have followed Congress's mandate and properly promulgated and published their regulations in the Federal Register. None of them. So none of these agencies, not the CIA, not the FEMA, not the Homeland Security, not the Internal Revenue, FBI, none of these agencies have any regulations other than interpretive, which are some guy's opinion, and they only apply to employees of the agency, not anyone else. But the American public's not aware of that fact, except if they come to our website, they learn. Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you what, it would... little fantasy time here. Wouldn't it be nice if all 50 governors read this and really exercised their 10th Amendment powers against the Fed?
Why would they? Their paycheck would stop.
That's right.
They're all in bed with the communist lawyers who run the corporation that he's the mere puppet up front for. Governors are just puppets. They do what they're told. Because like any corporation or CEO of a government corporation or a private corporation for that matter, they do what their lawyer tells them. And that's who runs the show from behind the scenes is the communist BAR number-holding members who orchestrate everything from behind the scenes.
All righty. I tell you what, hang on 1 second because I want ample time to put out your phone numbers, make sure that everybody's got your website. So hang on 1 second, Dave. We'll bring you back after this break. Hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
We'll be right back. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Dave DeReamer, what is the website and what number do they use to get a hold of it?
I'd rather you just call me by No Tax Man because it's not really my research. It's all these researchers. All I've done is sweep the floor and answer the phone. Anyway, the website is www.escapeharassment.com. And anyone who wants to send an email, there are several buttons there to send emails from the website, or if they choose to type it in, just send the emails to notaxman@dmv. That stands for Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia, not the Department of Motor Vehicles, .com. It's notaxman@dmv.com, or you can go to the escapeharassment.com and click on the buttons there and state your return email address and what your question may be, and we'll do the best to answer it.
All right. And
we try to stick to questions that relate to our printed literature.
Absolutely. And I just want people to realize that once you sign up for the class, and people are familiar with Rod Class, I've had him on this program before. He's on every Tuesday and Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And Howard Griswold, his weekly law research, he's on every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, this isn't, you know, order a package, it shows up, okay, what do I do with this? You are invited to become participatory in this. If you have a problem, you need a solution. There are the people there to help you. All right. Hey, No Tax Man.
When people do go to the website, escapeharassment.com, the product they want to get is the strategy number one, and all of the instructions are accompany the document. When they order strategy number one, they get the answers only without the background research, plus the step-by-step instructions or directions on how to implement or activate strategy number one, which terminates any presumption that there's any agreement or contract or appearance or acceptance into their system.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate what you're doing. You're helping a lot of people. I was reading your testimonials. Folks, this isn't just somebody sitting in a back room. Gee, I think I'll do a story. No, these are real people getting real results. You need to do the same. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay, sir. All right. You got problems? We got answers. I just love solutions. It has a way of doing away with the problems, and I can see no bigger problems than what we're facing right now. I mean, Homeland Security? Seriously? IRS, BATF, Department of Motor Vehicles, Department of Transportation, the EPA, FEMA, CIA, NIG, got the alphabet soup group. They don't have legal authority. Now, do you understand why the FBI is running around and telling all the police stations across America, oh, these people are all sovereign citizens? Yeah, lump them all into that basket, and by God, they'll probably try to shoot you rather than talk to you. No, we don't want people dropping dead in the streets. We want our country back. We want positive law back. You know, the way things used to be. You know, what does a coup d'etat sound like? Well, you can hear it every day on this radio program. Constant attack from these agencies. Constant. And for what reason? Well, wait a minute. Why do I have to pay that IRS tax? Because you said so? And if you don't, you're going to come and garnish my wages and take my house and... What? But wait a minute. I don't want anything from you people. Is the IRS, are they doing a service for me? Did I contract directly with them? If I pay the IRS, what is the IRS doing for me? Are they doing my books? No, they're not acting as a CPA. They're not acting as a tax attorney. They're just saying, no, you owe this tax. And as Dave said, you know, they'll get into this stuff about, well, willful failure to file. No, I understand that you're not a legal and constitutional entity. I don't even want to talk to you. How's that for willful? Will this, will you? Gosh, they've grown it. They've got a lot of people bamboozled into thinking, yep, we're it, we're the law. They're not. And as Ralph Winterode has, I mean, he went right to the top. And he caught them in their game. None of this stuff is part of the public record. And in order to have substantive regulations properly enabled, passed, and published, guess what? To have that full force and effect of law, first it has to pass the constitutional muster test, which it doesn't, and they didn't even properly enable it by making it part of the public record. It's all this big, highfalutin scam in your face, scare the hell out of you. And guess what? They don't have the rule of law to even support what they are doing. Holy mackerel. You know, we're getting ready to do another fine and fancy thing here. Yeah, today's the 26th. Treaty tomorrow? Global gun treaty? Well, thank you, Bernadine, for sending this over. She sent this off to Rand Paul. Somebody ought to slap the Paul out of this guy. The historical fact is that the Bill of Rights is not subject to the repeal, to rescind, or revoke. You can't revoke the process because it's the damn law. Obama has no authority to sign a small arms treaty, and it's up to the Congress to inform him of that fact. Well, do you think our... I don't even know what to call these people anymore. We'll just leave it at Congress critters. They're not representing the Republic. They're representing the bankrupt democracy, the legislative democracy. you know, their administrative stuff. The, well, it's not the de jure, it's the de facto. What does a coup look like? Take a look at Washington, D.C. You're going to see it right before your very eyes. Do you recognize it as such? That's the problem that people are having in this country. Well, sorry to say the democracy freaks out there. Do you hear me, Amy Goodman? Democracy now? Why don't you move to China and go talk to your commie friends over there? This is a republic. In order to be a republic, the people within are armed citizens. Only then do they hold the power and authority that's required to maintain a republic. American citizens have that power as written in the Bill of Rights. It is not subject to the repeal, rescind, or the revoking process. The Bill of Rights is the supreme law of the land. So how do they smash Fourth Amendment? Well, they just say that we're here for your safety. You know, we have to have reasonable suspicion you've committed a crime. Ah, no, you don't. We suspect everybody of committing a crime. That's why the TSA gropes everybody. That's why they're putting up checkpoints and asking you for your papers. Where are you going? Where have you been? Let me see your insurance papers. What do you mean, get away from me? You must be one of these anti-government people. No, I'm here to tell you, Mr. Agent, that you are the one, in fact, doing something illegal to me. And I'm sorry, I don't give a damn what FBI says. I'm not a terrorist. I am merely pointing out what our government should be and how it should function, and you're standing there and you're breathing in my face with that nasty breath and threatening me with your supposed authority and that gun you have strapped on. Holy mackerel, are we in a lot of trouble? So now is a good time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And that's not a typing exercise in your public fool system. What the people don't know is that a number of years ago, a federal group called the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration, that's right, LEA, falsified the people's permission for their firearms to be prohibited. The people did not give their approval nor their permission. Nevertheless, it was unlawfully entered into the record and can be found on the 340th page in the revised state standards and goals. It was sneaked into the record without public approval or their knowledge, which was supposed to be a requirement. There wasn't any. You know how they do something? Oh, you've got so many days in which to write and give us your opinion about this, you know. Yeah. Here's your public complaint time, and we just ignore all of that. And we do whatever we want to do to you. Under the name of safety, we got to divvy up the goodies here for the sake of everybody. Yeah. Now, even though this false action is counterfeit, and without the permission of the people, this is the basis upon Mr. Barack Hussein Obama intends to sign that small arms treaty. It ties it in with the law that Kennedy had signed back in 1961, and that was public law 87-297 that calls for the general and complete disarmament of the United States in a peaceful world. Look it up. It's on the Internet. Public law 87-297. That law was also unconstitutional. And without the permission of the people, that's the final authority. You know, us, we really are the government. We are the government, but we have to give consent based on what? The rule book! The Constitution! I don't know what the hell these people are doing in Washington. They pull something out of their ass hat, and they say, hey, we're going to vote on it. It's now law. Wait a minute. Did you see where you have to propose the bills for Congress? Did you see the little box there that you're supposed to check under what section of the Constitution is this stuff allowable? Oh. They don't see that. We see it. They don't see it. Oh, but it's all for the public good. It's all for the general welfare. Really? So how am I doing? With all your lawmaking and your rules and your regulations and all your unconstitutional activity, all of your spending, all of your power and control, how's my life doing? How am I doing? If you responded pretty crappy. Yeah, yeah, that's about right. If we could download all of this information in the American public's head like that, like on a zip drive, I guarantee you folks, there would be a revolution in this country tomorrow. I have not one shred of doubt over that. I mean, even Henry Ford years ago said, you know, if the American people realize what's going on with the banking system, there's going to be riots and revolution in the streets. There should have been. Because look what they managed to do along with the help of the other corporations in 99 years. Short of 100 years. Look what they've done with a country that's 236 years old. They deconstructed it. They smashed it. They ruined it. Yeah, all the props are still there. Trees and grass and the buildings and telephone poles and whatever else. Yeah, all the props are there. Not looking real good. Kind of falling down. Looking a little raggy around the edges. That's because we don't have any money to take care of infrastructure, which was part of our primary job as being government. Oh, collect taxes, maintain stuff. Oh, yeah. But we don't have enough money, so we got to charge you more taxes now. Well, wait a minute. Well, why don't you have money? All these people have been paying you trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars through taxes. What did you do with the money? Oh, you ran off to the Middle East and spent $6 trillion over there, killing a whole lot of people for what reason? Oh, that's right, to free and liberate them. I'm sorry. God, I'm just one of those anti-government people that just is thick-headed and I just don't get it. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. or Mrs. TSA agent at the airport. You want to grab my crotch because of why? To keep everybody else on board this aircraft safe? Okay. Sure. Yeah, go ahead. Grope away. Yeah, I believe in keeping other people safe. You see how this crap, through the Jew-owned, excuse me, not Arab-owned media in this country, how do you flip a country? You control the information. Not here. That's why I'm not a big favorite of the various groups out there. Pete in California. Hello, Pete.
Sure. I just wanted to bring out a point. Basically, these guys...
This sounds suspiciously like Peter Neese.
It most certainly is.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Basically, how do you say no to these people because they're from a District of Columbia? They're foreign occupiers.
Okay, can I just...
I don't want these people to believe... See, there's two. There's the United States of America, and then there's the District of Columbia. They're two separate entities, and I've got the Supreme Court cases to go along with it. So all of these TSA agencies or whatever work for the District of Columbia, a private international under the United Nations organization.
That seems to be rather simple and quite understandable, but why is it that other people don't understand? Oh, I know why. The media's not been talking about it. The public has not been informed.
Right. That's why when I hear people come on and say, well, we're doing this for the United States of America, I say, my God, come on. This is ridiculous because all of these things that are being done, we're occupied. We're at war. Why can't people see that? A District of Columbia is occupying the United States of America.
Because they have been taught this is what war looks like. You have guys with different uniforms on, and we have guns, and we shoot each other. That's a war.
I know, but I mean, what do you do with a TSA agent? Do I sit there, and I wear my gun in, and I face a TSA agent, and I say, touch me, and I'll blow your head off?
Can I?
Yes, you really can, you're under the rules of war.
Yeah. Well, and going back... Trading with the Enemy Act. What was modified to bring that up?
We were made the enemy, just like we are made the terrorists right now.
That is exactly the point I was looking for. That's why they're calling us terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. And we're simply just trying to reclaim the law.
But what I'm trying to say to you is, there is no law that can protect us in war. I got to smash the guy in the mouth. I got to take him down. I got to disarm him. I got to say, I'm in charge here, buddy. You aren't. That's the problem.
You know, I've got to get you, Ralph Winterode, and Rod Class all on the same program. Man, I hope nobody brings a match to this fireworks display.
No, I just thought I'd call in and let you know. I mean, all of these people come up with it like I do. I come up with the UCC. Well, that's private international law. That's part of the District of Columbia, and that's part of the law that they have to obey. That's why a lot of my remedies work. But, I mean, when you get down to TSA in the streets and the guy says, I'm telling you to do this, and you say, hey, stick it up your so-and-so, and the minute he lays a hand on you, you got to go to bat. Either that or you tell him, hey, I'm a citizen of the United States of America, buddy, not the U.S.
That's seen.
He's still going to exercise his authority,
yeah.
And it's going to come down that there's going to be fisticuffs. You're going to have to take them down, take their gun away from them, and beat some sense into them.
Well, that's exactly what they're geared up to expect.
Well, what else can I give them? I'm not going to sit there and bend over and hand them the jar of Vaseline.
Well, that's a little graphic.
And say, go, Daddy, go.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, we've got this gun treaty coming up tomorrow.
If people want to oppose this gun treaty, then when they're asked, are you a U.S. citizen, or when they register their gun, they register their gun under the United States of America. I've already had people do it. I can have people call on your show right now that have already, in the state of Maine, registered their guns under the United States of America. It's not under the U.S., under private international law.
And most people would not catch that because they're a little confused. United States of America, United States, same thing. But it's not. But
so there's two different United States. There's a United States that belongs to the United States of America. And then there's another United States that belongs to the District of Columbia that's a corporate United States.
And they wanted to make us all little corporate entities so the corporation can talk to the little corporation.
That's why they have us make out all these contracts. That's why they have us register to vote and everything else, because we're registering that we belong to the District of Columbia. Why anybody's voting out there is beyond me, people.
Well, wait a minute.
You're voting for your own enemy's rule.
In order for a contract to be valid, shouldn't the clear understanding of what the contract contains be available and made known to both parties?
No, not under their law.
Ah, how did they get around that one, Peter?
It's private international law, and what does the judge always say to you when you're in court? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So, guess what I did, John? I went down and I interviewed 25 attorneys, and I came back to the same judge, and he says, ignorance of the law is no excuse, Mr. Nice. Did you go see the attorneys? I said, yeah, Your Honor, and I flipped out, you know, so it flips out the 25 attorneys. And I said, all of them told me that ignorance of the law was no excuse, too. None of them could answer my question, Your Honor. So what is this cyclic circle you put me in? You're lying to this court. And that time I didn't know it was District of Columbia Court.
What did
we were supposed to be slaves, John.
What did the judge say?
Oh, what could he say? I embarrassed the hell out of him. I love doing that stuff anyway, but I'm just trying to tell you, people have got to learn there's two different countries. This is being occupied. If I wish the occupiers would talk about being occupied rather than the bullcrap, excuse me for saying that on the radio, about the District of Columbia candidates. Why don't they talk about being occupied?
I need to get into this. Dudley Brown sent this over for me, National Association for Gun Rights. Peter?
I didn't want to take up time. I just wanted your listeners to know there was a difference.
No, I understand. And I will see you next Wednesday, and I appreciate you calling in today.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks, Peter. All right. Dudley sent me an email. He said, I'm sitting in my hotel room in New York City, just blocks away from the United Nations Plaza. Excuse me. Studying the draft, UN Small Arms Treaty, and he says it's just as I expected. After you strip away all the flowery language of this treaty, it comes down to a completely open-ended attempt to put the United Nations bureaucrats in charge of the firearms policy worldwide, usurping the authority of countries to set their own policies. What you'll notice is the entire scope of this treaty is covered in eloquent dancing, attempting to say things without actually saying them. But UN insiders who've been involved in this process for years say you can understand a lot more about the intentions of this treaty by reading between the lines and by noticing the ambiguous mentioning of control. Some of the apologists will point to a paragraph in the preamble claiming that it covers the lawful private ownership of firearms for recreational and sporting activities. First, that preamble isn't binding. It's where you put nice-sounding words. They have literally zero legal force. Second, the preamble language doesn't even mention lawful private ownership, only recreational or sporting use. If you've been around the gun control debate for as long as Dudley has, and he says, I've just started my 20th year as a professional gun lobbyist, you know what politicians mean when they talk about recreational and sporting firearms. Hint. They aren't talking about defensive handguns, semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15, Mini-14, M1A, M1 Grand, or anything like that. Sporting firearms are shotguns and bolt-action rifles. They don't want to anger the hunters, but instead have their eyes set on what our founding fathers called liberty's teeth. I mean, for God's sakes, Ice-T gets it. These people don't. If you doubt that, just look at the statue in the main plaza of the UN. It's not a tank. It's a six-shooter that has its barrel tied in a knot. Now, what is that? Is that a military weapon? Is that an AR-15? Is that an AK-47? Is that an M1 Grand? Of course it isn't. 87-297. Google it. Go read it. This has been what they have been following for 50 years. The UN bureaucrats scoff at American freedoms, and their anti-gun organizations gleefully point to mass murders as their proof that America's firearms freedoms are far too lax. And, of course, virtually all these UN bureaucrats come from countries where only government agents have firearms. Isn't that amusing? The worst and most surprising last-minute provision of this treaty is the ability to change it at any time in the future. According to Article 20 of the draft, this treaty can be amended by a vote of the signers of the treaty any time in the future. Any time in the future, with amendments proposed by any country. Now, this is a perfect end run around the U.S. Senate ratification of unpalatable gun controls. All they need to do is amend the Small Arms Treaty after the very, very generic version has been ratified, and there's not going to be any need to ratify it again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take the country back and throw these little communist bastards out on their keisters. Because that, ladies and gentlemen, has been what the United Nations has been about. Have any doubt about that? Check and see who the Secretary Generals have been since the inception of the United Nations back in 1948. With that, I will bid you adieu. I thank you for being here today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then. And by the way, don't forget the donations to the network. Only $300 came over yesterday. We need $25,000.
One the next.